This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm sleeping in the shower and I get a call from Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Sharpling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's whispering. And
are
he says,
pruned up? Are you all pruned out?
Yes, I'm a giant prune. I'm one giant prune because I, you know how you put the shampoo in and you have to close your eyes or else make you cry. And you know how if I, you know, if I end up closing my eyes for too long, I have to go to sleep. So that's what happened this morning. But I get this call from Tom and he's being very quiet and he says, buddy, I'm stuck in the police station. I stole some jewels and I hid them in the roof of the police station, but then they caught me. And so now I have to pretend to be a real undercover cop to try and get the jewels out of the ceiling. And so I need you and Sean to come get me, and you can then save me, and you can have some of the jewels. And he said that yes, I do have rubies, he said.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I had asked him to name the jewels that he had when I got the call. And
oh, okay. Because I know you don't like, I know you don't like rubies, which is why.
Well, I don't like rubies, and also he had not taken my birthstone, so I was like, what's in it for me?
What is your birthstone?
Peridot.
Mm.
And I'm such a lover of astrology and all things mystical that I just felt like, well, this isn't really worth the trip for me.
And I know the thing with rubies for you is that you think that they seem like they would be hot if you touched them.
They look very, very hot. I would hate to have one on my hand or, God forbid, in my pocket. And also, that's the easiest stone to curse for a gypsy. Like, a cursed amulet is 98% of the time is going to have a ruby.
Mm. So anyway, I scoot over to New York.
What's that Zoe Kazan movie where her name is Ruby? Remember Paul Dano's a writer and he makes a Ruby's Park. Yes. Okay, go ahead. That's the only kind of ruby I like. Go ahead.
So I'm in New York suddenly, and I go to the address that Tom gave me.
Okay.
And there's no police headquarters that I can see, but I do find myself in the rail yard where Tom records his podcast.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I see a guy who is a policeman, but he looks a lot like engineer Jason Dudio, wearing sunglasses and a mustache and a sheriff's badge that I now think was a sticker.
Okay.
But I don't, just in case he's been like a undercover policeman all along, I don't want to like be mean to him or something. Yes, 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 yes.
Questions about the sheriff's badge?
Yes, 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 yes.
Did it have sequins in the middle of it that were in sort of the shape of a heart? And did it say hottie police?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's a real badge. I don't know how he got it.
Okay, so he is a real policeman.
Don't feel bad.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't mean that he's a real policeman, but maybe his dad was a policeman like mine was, and I used to take my dad's badge and do all kinds of wild shit.
I've suspected this about a lot of the engineers, that they are actually policemen. Especially engineer Cody, who I wonder if he does all those extreme sports, and I wonder if he's trying to trying to point break us all along, and that he's been, and then that's been sort of the idea behind engineer Cody.
Right, he's buddying up to two adrenaline junkies.
Yes.
Who some people snort for it, some people shoot up for it, but we just ride the big wave for the rush. And he thinks that once he's sort of in our club of wild men, that we'll reveal to him all our schemes. But
we can talk about that later, you know. We can sort that out later. So I say hello, say, top of the morning, officer, to engineer Jason Dudio. And he says, hey, and his mustache immediately falls off into his mouth. He eats it. Which I think was an accident. Well, he wanted to make it look like he did it on purpose.
I see.
So he was like, yummy breakfast. But then now I'm thinking, like, it's an afternoon, it's not breakfast time. Even though I said top of the morning, I don't know, like, another way to say hi to a police officer. But it was lunchtime. And engineer Jason Dude is saying it's breakfast time.
And he's just eating breakfast at lunchtime, and his breakfast is a mustache. That's a bridge too far.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking, I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something?
And this is the next thing. And then Tom walks out of the cafe car where he records his podcast.
Uh-huh.
And he says, hey, come in here, have a seat. I want to talk to you. And this is it. And we're here. And here he had me call you. And this is where we are.
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay. Well, all right. So if you're really in New York, because I just want to, you know, last time this was all a big misunderstanding, but I am in the Earwolf ladies' room.
Okay.
I can't hear you anywhere. Do you want to sing a little something?
Yeah, just I can so sing I something. Maybe you're a firework. Come on, tell me why.
And I'm checking all the stalls.
For work.
And I'm not hearing fireworks.
Ooh la la.
Do you know any 21 Pilots?
Yeah, but I don't want to sing that song right now. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ex-Ambassadors. No, I don't know any 21 Pilots.
Oh, okay. They got this fucking jam called Stressed Out that I've been just feeling in a big way lately. But yeah, I've checked all the stalls. You're not in here, bud.
Okay. Was there anyone else in there?
Yeah, just a couple wild horses.
You're here.
Yeah, I am
East
here
Coast.
In New York. Yeah. And the plane ride was a lot longer this time than it was last time when I went to other New York. So this makes a lot more sense.
Welcome.
Right. So this is real New York.
But anyway, Tom, you had something you wanted to say, and I hope it's related to what this trick is all about.
Yes. First, let me just sidebar a couple things. Engineer Dudio was eating the mustache because here on the East Coast, I don't know if it's made it out to Hollywood yet, Party City now offers breakfast anytime. They're kind of following on the heels of a McDonald's or a Taco Bell. Party City now is breakfast anytime. That's why he said yummy breakfast.
So that's interesting because they didn't used to have breakfast at all.
No.
And now they have breakfast 24 hours a day. They didn't even used to be, as far as I know, open all day long.
Oh, there's breakfast in there and you can't get in for one half of the day. You'll just see like steamer trays with pancakes and waffles, and there's an omelet station in there, and a guy who just shrugs his shoulders when you pull the door. He's like, we're closed. And he's like, I can't do anything about it either.
Breakfast anytime.
Taco Bell can't like this. Taco Bell cannot like this because the true breakfast defectors, I feel, are not going for the AM crunch wrap. They are going to be going to Party City because they're defecting not only from a traditional sort of breakfast restaurant, but from restaurants altogether.
Sean has been trying to make this podcast more like Doughboys. He's been watching Doughboys and how they've gotten so successful so quickly.
Sure.
So that's why naming the specific menu items, you know.
And you're going to find me doing that all throughout the meal. Okay. You know, chicken digglers. What are some other menu items I like to say? Pizookie. What else is really funny? Just because it's a real item at a restaurant.
Pizone. I mean, it's a lot like Pizookie, but it is another thing you can say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mowed the lawn on Pizone a bit for you. I should have backed that up. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be some of the funniness that's coming out of my end of this. But I also, because I'm not there and I wasn't planning on doing the podcast right now, will be probably running some errands and taking care of some other stuff while I'm on the phone with you guys. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Works for me.
This is Tom's show,
basically. I just wanted you to hear what was going to go down more than anything.
Is this a show? I don't know. We're talking into microphones. Is this an episode of our show?
No, what this is kind of like recording the minutes of a business meeting that this tape will live on as like a document of how business is done.
Okay. Like what? Is there another example of that?
Like if you go to like a business museum and you can listen to other
meetings, some of the big meetings.
Yeah.
Throughout history.
Just people buying it in the room and.
That one in Liar Liar where he like points to everyone in the room and he's like, loser.
Yeah. And then,
just says everything one by one.
It's because he can't help it because his child cursed him.
And I like that scene because when they get to the African-American gentleman, I'm always quite nervous.
Yeah, but I think he calls him like a boar or something.
Yes.
Something very harmless.
I think he really goes after him and just is completely unfiltered and says sort of the most horrible thing that he can think of about everyone. He's calling these women sluts and he's doing all this stuff and he gets to that gentleman and he says brown noser.
And they love it.
So it's definitely
not brown noser, by the way, but...
Why? How do you know?
I think I remember from the movie that's not what that is.
Oh yeah,
Hayes.
Hayes.
Yeah,
there was no jewel heist.
Yeah,
that was just a canard.
That's as far as I've caught up to.
Yeah,
at this point.
Now, I brought you here for a business meeting. And a proposition that I feel will benefit almost all parties, you and me, and Sean too, in its own way, ultimately. Sure. I don't want to get too inside baseball, but you've spent a fair amount of time here in New York.
Yeah.
Over the last, you and I were working on something we call Project X.
Sure.
Can't say what it is.
That already came out.
Well, no, it's the TV series of Project of that. X.
And it was, we were.
And it folds.
Tom and I were going to throw a real high school party.
With a lab experimented monkey from the first Project X. It's like the two X-verses meet each other in a series. It's like, what if a monkey that they were doing experiments on ends up broing down with the worst humans alive?
And we tried to make him a DJ, but I guess they did too many experiments on him, and he just kind of sat on the record and just sort of went around and around.
But that's good. That's good footage as well.
Yeah, but he didn't look like he was having fun or not having fun. You know what I mean?
So you've got the monkey, you've got Helen Hunt, and then you've got that kid who was kind of a jerk who took some UCB classes, and I heard some funny stories about him.
We got a type of him. We had on the audition, the casting thing, it said, looking for the jerk who did some UCB classes, who Sean heard some funny stories about type.
Yeah, just there right on the heels of Project X, he was kind of like swinging it around in some of those classes. Like it was all easy street from here on out. And then I can't remember his name now, and I haven't seen him since.
So, Sean, that's what Hayes and I have been working on. I guess it's a fun time to reveal it for the... this is a good industry platform that people can now know that the Project X.
So it's Project XX.
It's Project XX, which, I mean, how did we not get either Vin Diesel or Ice Cube involved in this?
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would have been Project XX, triple X, triple X.
Yes.
Which is now up to seven X's.
State of the party. What's that?
If you do put out a poster that says Project XX, it's going to be pretty easy for people to put a circle around those two X's and then put a little frowny face so that it does look like the X is our eyes and it is a dead face.
Ooh. Oh, no. You mean like people are just weighing in early?
Well, what if he died from the movie being so good, so like funny? What if he died because the movie's so funny and he partied too much?
I just hope that's clear in the graffiti haze.
Well, we should do that on the posters preemptively.
Yeah, like get ahead of it
like Gaffigan.
Like Eminem.
Yeah. Like we can just make it like just write pre-printed graffiti on it. Just like.
Yeah.
And what if we have some of the graffiti be like one is kind of like, I don't know about this show, bro. And then someone else will write something like, I saw six episodes. I work in the industry. I saw six episodes. It's a cool show.
Yeah. Like those real Deadline comments that are just put up by uninterested parties that say, yeah, like, pumped for this. Like,
yeah.
Everyone involved is a true talent.
So you're talking about flipping it on them like Eminem did with that Leave It to Beaver line? I'm sorry. We just sort of blew past that comment. Hey, is that what you're...
Yes.
Saying?
Yeah, where he said it. Yeah, he said before they could say it.
Okay, and he flipped it on them. So you're going to flip it on them by being like, we think this show is really good.
Yes.
And then they can't get out and say it first.
Yes. They'll be getting ready to write something, and then they'll be hearing the guy already say that he got a screener of six episodes that it actually is pretty good.
Yeah, he'll say, like, I got a Pix account, watch six rough cuts. It's legit funny.
I'm always surprised at some of those Deadline comments. Just that there are so many people who, with nothing to gain, want to support and say that someone is a true talent, one of the best guys in town.
Yes.
That they deserve this if it's like a big opportunity. And vice versa, when agents switch agencies, I'm surprised how many people know whether it's actually not a loss for the agency that lost them, because, in fact, that agent is just a loser.
So anyway, Tom, yeah, we were working on this. We were in discussion of this. I don't want to say that this was like a front burner project.
No.
For me.
Well, for me, it was a little more front burner, but I know you're at different, we're all at different points, and we go up and we go down.
Sure.
And we go up and we go down.
Yeah.
Speaking of agencies, have you guys been to CAA lately?
No, what's happening there?
It's a ghost town. Tumbleweeds.
There's nobody there?
Yes, there wasn't a single person. I mean, I checked the women's bathroom, of course, when I heard that you might be in New York. But then I went to check CAA just because I know that you like the coffee bean there.
Oh, okay. I thought did you check the women's bathroom at CAA as well?
Sure. Well, I was there already.
You just went over there?
Yeah, I've been in there.
Well, you're here today.
Why?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
You're here today.
Yeah.
Why? Because simple. I've always held to the philosophy that if you're going to 9-to-5 it, there's always some kid in a garage out in Toledo who's still working while you're resting on your laurels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you lose the race. So I'm working on a Sunday to make this pitch because I want basically, there are points in life when you realize you got to go for it, right? You just gotta say, you know, just F it.
Uh-huh.
I can remember one.
What's that? What's that?
I can remember one point in my life like that where I was like, I gotta go for it.
What was that?
I really wanted to get into Princeton, but my grades weren't necessarily good enough, so I turned my parents' house into a brothel, and I invited a bunch of prostitutes there, and then I had the dean over for an interview at the same time. And my friend Booger also crashed my car into the water.
And what? And how was that going to get you into Princeton?
Why don't you ask my degree? Hey, how do the eggs work, you guys?
How to, like Tom? Like how Tom used to be eggs?
No, I'm over that whole thing. If I'm making an egg...
But you're over that? Why are you over that?
I can't even find it in the rear view, hombre.
Well, you're making eggs?
Well, hypothetically, if I was going to make an egg, is the pan got to be hot first?
It doesn't have to be hot first necessarily, but at some point it does have to become hot.
Oops.
Oops.
Okay.
So it's just never going to... It's never going to be hot the way you're doing it.
I got to find a hot piece for it. Okay. And then what's going on in terms of you don't want an egg to be sticky on there. You got to do what? Splash of oil or?
Sticky on where?
The cold pan. The pan has to get hot.
See, so that's the thing. You're using a cold pan and you have to find some kind of way to make it hot now.
Mm-hmm. But I'm making it hot. Is it going to be sticky?
Yeah, it's going to be a little sticky, but you can use a little oil or butter or something. What kind of egg are you trying to make?
Let me see what it say.
What the egg says?
Yeah. Hello, egg. I'm just shaking it near my ear. It sounds like there's like a dragon in there.
A dragon?
I think, yeah. Pretty big. Can't just be a bird.
But you want to cook it?
Yeah, I got to cook it.
Okay, well, let me know
if
you...
How hot a pan, and then how do I not make it go sticky?
Well, the sticky thing that we took care of a little bit ago with the... Remember that we talked about the oil and butter? Or not both, just either one. Or I guess you could do both.
Okay.
Something heavy? Nothing should really be heavy while you're doing this.
You hearing that?
I'm hearing you try to pick up something really heavy, and that just doesn't seem like... That doesn't seem right for what you're trying to do.
Oh, you never had big egg?
Oh, that's right. I forgot the egg is a huge dragon egg.
Yeah. Okay, so it's turning colors, and I put it on a pan.
So Tom looks mad. No, this is Tom is getting...
This is, I gotta say, this feels like some weird kind of distraction from what I'm trying to say here.
I can listen and cook eggs. I just need to know how they work.
You don't know how to make an egg. There you go. That sounds like a... crackling egg.
What is that, Sean?
Huh?
What is that noise?
That's the sound of the egg, and it is changing colors, and it is two of them, and they're making friends on the pan, like one big one. Unless I had leftover potatoes from my dinner last night.
Sean, I mean,
no offense, bro. I'm trying to do something here with Hayes. I want you to hear this, not to be... so much a part of it. So why don't you, no offense, why don't you focus on your fucking eggs, lay back, and listen to what I'm saying to Hayes.
Okay. I'm kind of being quiet, actually. If you're actually
well, you're not doing a very good job at it.
Okay. Oops. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I do think that this is... He's being aggressive.
Yeah, you know what he's being?
I think he feels threatened. And no, so he's
being a real asshat.
And now that's Deadpool's word, and that's not a word that we can just throw around ourselves because...
Well, I'm trying to work it into my thing because it's very contemporary.
Well, if you're trying to summon Deadpool to the podcast, good luck, buddy. I've been down that road before. So go ahead, say your thing. I'm going to be quiet. Everybody, Tom's going to say something so cool and interesting. I can't wait to fucking hear it, man.
Yeah, why don't you eat your eggs and just listen, okay?
Oh, I will.
Yeah, well, start.
Guys, I don't want this to be. I don't even know what this is.
Perfect. This is perfect that this is happening.
Okay.
Because it's drawing very distinct lines between what is and what could be.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. I don't fully understand, but...
Well, you're going to understand.
Okay. It's just such a long lead up to this.
I wasn't making eggs. He was. That's why it's a long lead up. We listened to him for 40 minutes trying to figure out how to make the pan not sticky.
Is that how long of your time to cook them?
Yeah, cook them for 40 minutes.
No, Sean, he's trying to kill you. Tom's trying to
eat them right off the thing with no forks, no nothing. No. Just go like pie eating contest style. Eat the eggs that way, right on the stove.
No, Sean, Tom is trying to make you die. He's trying to make you die, Sean.
Okay. The egg is becoming very strong.
Okay.
I want to know where he got the eggs, but I also want to know what you have to say. Oh, yeah. So,
okay.
But Tom, why don't you take your turn and maybe you can find that out later.
Sure. You've been here in New York City, the Big Apple.
Yes.
We've worked together on Project XX.
Yes. I will say this. I guess I'm now in this experience here in New York City now is very different from the one I was having before when you tricked me again into thinking I was in New York City when I was actually in the women's bathroom at Earwolf Studios.
Yeah.
And I thought it was New York.
No, but you're definitely.
There was a pizza in there.
Here, open that window and listen to some of the sounds of New York.
Okay. I'm opening the window.
Yeah.
There's like a bird.
Yeah. Watch it. You hear that?
Oh, yeah. The bird was like an Italian, like a rude Italian bird. Oh, wow. The famous New York car.
Jay Farrow. See?
Oh, Don Pardo's voice echoing on the wind.
Hi, it's me, Alec Baldwin.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have these bathing suits in like a teal?
That's...
Where are you?
Crisscross back.
What, are you shopping for a bathing suit?
Well, if they have it in my color, yeah.
Where were you making eggs? At the store?
Just in the bathroom of a Filene's.
So, you're here.
Yeah.
New York City, the most vibrant, alive city ever.
Can I try it on if I keep my underwear on? You can come in with me.
Pot him down. Pot him down.
He does like being in there by himself with just new clothes that are strangers to him.
Mm-hmm. I feel
Would you come in with me?
What is his problem?
I think you just have to power through it because I think he is threatened by you.
Uh-huh.
Because as you know, he didn't really like that Grease Knows that he's got a lot of attention.
No, that's like the biggest episode of Hollywood Handbook by like 100 miles.
And it tends to the episodes that I have done with just you tend
huge.
To make Podmass at least. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's
huge.
The East Coast coming through. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not Hollywood, Hayes. You come here. You start doing
but
these things.
I am Hollywood, you
Hayes. You start racking up the Podmass.
Yes, comments.
You're just lining them up now. Okay. It's like you're like the John Williams of Podmass.
Okay.
With the amount of awards you've gotten.
Right. I do
zip
like.
Me up? Can you zip me up? Oh, that's nice.
Sean, does your bathing suit have a zipper?
Are you sure that's a bathing suit?
In the back, yeah.
Okay. How far down your leg does it go?
Be swimming. What?
How far down your leg does this bathing suit go?
Well, there's a slit up the side that ends right at my hip bone.
You're sure that's not an evening gown?
I don't think so. I mean,
does it have straps that go over your shoulder?
They crisscross over the back, yeah. And then the bottom sort of zips up.
But I guess if you go swimming in it, then it is.
anything
swims in.
Yeah, I guess anything. I'm having them run a tub for me to get in and just sort of see how it moves.
Sure. Will you do that?
These eggs taste fucked up.
And this is, I should be there because he kind of needs me.
He doesn't need you.
Well, based on what I'm hearing now, he's just kind of wandering, sort of unleashed on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And normally it's better for me to be there.
Here's how,
a gentle hand on the wheel.
This can't be good. This can't be right, this egg.
Okay.
You guys doing tricks?
You belong here.
Uh-huh.
L.A. did not work for you the way New York's been working for you.
Okay.
You came here, you started racking up these podcast appearances, started, and Podmas noticed.
Yeah.
It has blown up for you since you've been here.
But...
And I feel like we, you and I, have really stumbled upon something great where... The Beatles, for example, had like a Pete Best.
Yeah.
Right? Who seemed fine at the time.
Uh-huh.
Made sense. Everybody was just like, oh, which one's your favorite Beatle? I like George. I like Paul. I like Pete.
Sir, would you try these eggs, please, and tell me if they seem crazy to you?
Okay, I think...
Yeah, zip me up first. All right, take a big spoon. Yeah, it burns, right?
He's still unzipped.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Okay, I think I see what you mean. And we did have a nice thing here or wherever. Yeah. We recorded some good episodes.
Everyone loves you in New York.
Yeah. That was, I guess, the only time we had an episode get ruined was here. But but in general, like everything was good.
Yeah. Everything was great. You come here, next thing you end up on the vulture list.
Right. That's right. That did happen while I was here. Are you saying that was you?
That's East Coast media, bro.
But you're saying you were responsible?
Okay. Look, did I write that thing? No, I didn't. Did I make it happen? Maybe.
So you're saying you put our show... You got our show on the list.
I took Best Show off the list.
You took Best Show off the list and got our show on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get Comedy Bang Bang, and how did this get made on there?
Well, no.
Excuse me, does this leaf blower work on bugs? Is no.
What does no, what? Wait, Sean, what are you shopping for?
To make a big pile.
Oh, he's trying to blow away a big pile of bugs. I'm actually really glad he's taking care of this. He's showing a remarkable amount of personal responsibility because when I tell him to do it, he's still like, I'll get to it. Yeah. But now I think he wants a nice surprise for me when I get back that the pile is gone.
Well, this is why.
And is it's normal gas that I use to fill it up, make it have powers? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, what was the comedy? Okay. How did you get the comedy Bang Bang
show? Oh, they got on. They got themselves on. That's just the usual kind of like multinational corporation manipulating a media outlet. That's how they got on. But I got on just by kind of working it and saying,
"Yeah,
this is important to me."
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, these eggs are starting to kick in. Oh, brother.
He's tripping out on the eggs.
Hollywood Handbook. I want it on. And they did it. That guy put it on. He said,
Jesse David Fox?
He said, who should we take off? He said, I can't take.
One pill makes you smaller. Yeah.
So you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
You found the real you.
Okay.
No offense to Sean. Sean's insanely great. I love Sean so much.
Yeah.
So much. But he's like Pete Best.
Uh-huh.
Or the other one, Stuart Sutcliffe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're ready to just join. You're ready to step up.
Well, you say you like Sean now on the show, but mm-hmm. I mean, we do try to be transparent on here. And when we would finish recording, you would talk about Sean and you would say mean things.
Yeah.
You'd say he smells.
I would say
I could. Where do you keep your 21 Pilots CDs? Uh-huh. And does this one have Stress Out? If I could turn back time. Those fucking eggs are so good.
Is this what you want your future to be?
What, this thing that I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Well, this is like his, you know, Sunday fun day.
Okay. I'm telling you.
This isn't every day he straight goes to okay. FYE.
They sell leaf blowers at FYE?
Yeah. Like kind of keychain ones.
Okay.
Gas powered.
Straight up, I'm making a play here.
Okay.
You stay here. Do Hollywood Handbook from here.
Uh-huh.
You.
What about Sean? And Sean comes here too?
No. No. We're going to move Sean into like a Brian Wilson, Sid Barrett kind of role where we're just going to politely transition him one step away.
Sean does live in a sandbox currently. So the Brian Wilson aspect of that could be very
perfect sense.
Fun for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll love it. Look, this is best for everybody.
Uh-huh.
It really is. I think you're holding him back sometimes.
Sure. People say that online. Yeah. And well, I wonder if this is what they mean.
Think of what we can do here in New York. You're in New York City.
Hmm.
You got the election coming up, and if it's going to be Trump versus Hillary, that's a New York election.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And now just think.
Why is this called fishing tackle? I don't want to tackle the fish. I want to catch him with a reel.
This is going to occupy him for
yeah.
a little while. Yeah. So this is actually a good time to yeah. continue this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been saying that the show should go to where the two people in the presidential election are from.
Yeah.
That does make the most logical sense.
You crack it open, right?
Would this have to become Hollywood?
Well, I feel like with the elections based out of New York, this is Hollywood.
Sure. Okay. I guess that is the official definition of Hollywood.
It's wherever the action is.
Yes.
And okay. if you're here and the election's here and I'm here,
yeah.
this is where the action is.
Uh-huh. But can I you have a show? You have the best show.
That will end. I'm not doing it anymore.
The best show is over.
It is over. I'm making a play.
Uh-huh.
This is how serious I am about this.
Okay.
I'm switching everything over. Hollywood Handbook East. And then in parentheses, it's going to say Big Apple Bible.
So we don't get rid of the... We have a new title, but it's just kind of sitting there waiting to be used if it needs to be.
Yes, a.k.a. Big Apple Bible. And then the logo, we're going to get rid of the Ron Howard thing on it, and uh-huh. it'll be Marty.
Oh, it's going to be Marty now.
Yeah.
Okay. That Ron Howard one is stuck on there pretty good.
Yeah.
So we'd have to do it over the Ron Howard one. And,
yeah.
And we don't actually have a note from Marty that says...
Oh, I'll make that happen.
Thanks, this helped.
I'll make that happen.
Okay.
I've taken everything from the best show.
Yeah.
It is all current. As we speak, everything is being turned to Hollywood Handbook East / Big Apple Bible.
You set this in motion already.
Well in motion.
Now, what does that involve?
The LLC.
Turning a podcast into another podcast. Okay. So your corporate attorneys are working on it.
Yes. They're setting it up, and they are not cheap.
Free kite. Up in that tree. All I got to do is climb up there, and I'm golden.
He's making me miss him. I'm sorry.
Like, no, this is like exhibit A for why this has to happen.
No, it's not. That's not how I feel about it. I like how curious he is. A lot of people would just let that kite go.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of wants to see what it's all about.
More branch. Yeah. Wait a minute.
One element.
You're not a kite. You're a bee's nest. Whoa! Okay. Well, if I stay inside here, they probably can't find me.
I think he's probably in a bear cave.
Who is it? Someone's knocking on the door. Okay, it's not bees, right?
One element.
All right, come on in.
Ah! It was a bear.
One element that I think can be very fortuitous for us with this upcoming election.
Uh-huh.
You know about this whole thing, the whole Trump-Bernie thing, the show.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. The Trump versus Bernie tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I figure, if James Adomian can't pull together a Hillary impression in time.
Okay.
I'm going to coach you to do the Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And get you to be the top indie Hillary impersonator.
Okay.
And then we'll pair you with Anthony, the guy who's doing the Trump one.
Atamanuk.
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 Yeah. Sorry, Atamanuk. I just...
Oh, you're here. Oh, so you were paying attention.
Yeah, you're not... I made friends with the bear from The Revenant. You guys like that reference? The reference of The Revenant?
No, I do like it. It's extremely current.
Yes. Is it just mentioning that comedic? Just knowing there was a bear in it? Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just hearing you, Anthony Atamanuk, go, love doing, he's doing the Trump stuff. What were you guys talking about?
Well, that I feel like Hayes can kind of slide into the Hillary role for the general election.
Oh, Hayes, that could be great for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
I mean, I always try to encourage you when you've got something that you want to do, you know, that could sort of expand your brand. I mean, you should get out there and do more. Hang on. That is not... Is that another kite? Oh, that one's definitely a kite. Be right back, guys. Gotta climb.
I guess he's... But he is bringing his phone. He's probably got it in his little hip pouch.
Sure.
So you're offering to be my coach.
Yeah.
A bag of potato chips.
Not just me. What was it?
Sounds a like bag of cappuccino potato chips.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Is it unopened or just is it just the bag?
And Sean forgot that he has a specific catchphrase.
I don't think so.
Yes, that's what he says when he sees the cappuccino potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the only one he has at this point because he got rid of his other one, and it seems like he forgot to do it at first, but then he remembered.
I guess I kind of never tried these. I just assumed they were so gross.
He's going to think about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
I'll bankroll it.
Okay.
I'll put a team.
Is it going to take a lot of money to...
Oh, yeah. To get you up to speed as Hillary? Yeah.
I just never got the impression that Trump versus Bernie even was like...
This is big stage stuff.
High cost...
This is going to be high. This is going to be high cost.
Oh, we're introducing a big money element to this.
Well, it's going to be. I'm hoping to stage these in amphitheaters against the debates, the actual debates when they debate,
wow.
And then see if people can tell the difference.
Okay, and ours will be on television, or they will not.
No, yours will be also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and then we'll quiz people after to see if they could tell the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, I don't know where I am now.
Sean, what's the matter, buddy? Where'd you go?
Okay, but I don't know where I am.
Where did you walk out of Filene's? Which way did you walk?
Front.
Okay, so he went across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I went front, ahead, toward the middle.
Why do you think this is charming, what he's doing? Don't you see how this is holding
you
back?
He's a little adventurer. He likes to go on these little adventures.
He's an asshat.
Tom, come on. Deadpool only says that to his worst enemy, the normal guy who he hates.
Whose name he wrote out in all those
Francis.
Bodies.
Francis. Yeah. He hates Francis. Now, Francis is the original.
Boy. He can't feel it when you're beating him up, which makes him almost invincible.
See, you know, when you call him an asshat, you're comparing him to that.
I'm running right now.
That douche nozzle, Francis. Sean, don't run, okay?
Run.
Okay.
No, run.
No, Sean. Run. Slow down.
Hey, Sean, it's Hayes.
No, that's not me, and you know that's not what I sound
Hayes.
Like.
Hey, Sean, it's Hayes. I want you to run now.
Okay, I'm running.
Hey, Sean, it's Hayes. Why don't you see how many times you could punch yourself in the face?
No, Sean, don't do that. Now it's...
How hard?
No, as hard as can be. Hey, you still got that pan you were cooking the eggs with?
No, I don't know where I left it.
Hey, you see anything like a...
He's been holding so much stuff.
Hey, it's Hayes again. You see anything you could crawl into, like a sewer or anything?
Sounds like a...
There's a church.
Like one of Cleveland's kids. Don't go into the church. Sean, run in slow motion, okay? Pretend to be a slow guy.
Tom, don't tell him not to go in the church. Hey, Hayes, go in.
Not really believable.
Hey, Sean, it's Hayes. Go in that church.
Okay.
Now he's going to start a fight about, you know how he feels about religion, the kind of conversations he likes to get into.
Hey, everybody. My bullshit detector is going off.
Very
and
good.
When he said, he was thrusting his hips. At church.
Hey, it's Hayes. Tell him it's all. Tell him.
I'll take one of those wafers. Oh, yeah.
Tell him the whole fairy tale thing.
It's Sunday morning.
What, is this a bird bath? Well, why don't I get in there and splash around? Because I'm a freaking golden eagle. Hey, get your hands off of me. You know that you guys have killed more people than all wars combined?
It's not those guys, Sean. It's not...
Yeah, that's right. You. Hey, ow. Hey, what's this? Hey, what are you doing? Hey. Hey, stop.
They're probably...
Hey, stop meeting my anger with kindness. Hey, quit softening me. Of course I felt that way. Lost. Like there's no answers. Like nothing has point.
Oh,
come on. You can't solve that.
Now he's being gently brought into their religion. So it seems like it's worked against you, Tom. It seems like they've successfully tamed him.
Well, sure.
Sean?
Everyone needs a moral code and love is an appropriate response to almost anything. What are you... Why? What are you driving at? For me, he did that? For my sins? Yiko, Maiko, that's awful generous.
And now I worry this is going to swing too far the other way. A nice middle ground would have been good. Best for the show.
You don't deserve this, Hayes.
Okay.
This is not what a co-host should give you.
You're saying he's too good for me?
No, no. He's just not... You're carrying this whole thing.
Is that a ladder in that dumpster?
Oh, so, okay.
I wonder how high it would bring me.
Seems like he's moved on.
Hey, buddy, why don't you climb up that ladder? It's Hayes.
Sure, Hayes. Thanks.
And then when you get to the top of it, climb like two invisible rungs past it.
Okay, I think I see what you're getting at. That'll crack everybody up.
Jump up to there's an invisible ladder hanging above it about 10 feet. Jump up and grab the bottom of it.
Okay, I'm running again. Okay.
I couldn't have stopped him from doing any of these things anyway. So.
And you said there's two more rungs? I'm the visible one, huh?
About 5 feet up. If you get all the way at the tippy top, then jump.
I don't feel it yet.
Jump!
You were right.
Yeah.
Wow, where does this go?
He has these kind of Looney Tune powers where He gets, it's sort of a combination of Looney Tunes and Sphere, where if he can manifest whatever he truly believes in.
The climate.
Wow. Nobody's ever been up here before. You can see the whole city. That's where me and Hayes used to go and get mochaccino frappa latte drinks.
That's what it calls
that's,
any coffee?
Uh-huh.
Just any kind of coffee?
This is where you belong.
That's the t-shirt factory where me and Hayes tried to launch our funny t-shirts.
We did. It's making me remember we had Rasta's, do
we? We can do funny t-shirts here.
And a bazinga, but it was like a banana, so it was like banana zinga.
We can do that here.
I don't know if we can.
Let me think of a funny t-shirt. Like a minion or something?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, the minion should be combined with something like smoking weed or like it should have like big tits or something like
what
that.
What if it's like a minion? What if it's like a bong-shaped minion?
I guess if it's like kind of leaning over into the bottom of the t-shirt, like it wants to suck my dick or something, like that could be kind of funny.
Okay.
Like it's trying to unzip my pants or something like that. I could see that being a funny t-shirt, but I also feel like I'm going most of the way on
this. Well, what about this then? A shirt that has hands on it makes it look like you're pulling your shirt apart and underneath it reveals you're a minion.
Okay, but I don't know how that would necessarily, it just that I'm wearing like suspenders underneath.
Yeah.
I don't know if that part of a minion's anatomy is going to read through so clearly.
This is harder. You know what I mean? It is harder than I thought it was.
If it's just like the chest area of a minion.
No, you're right. This is harder than I thought it was.
Yeah. Guys, I'm just tuning back into you, what you're doing. I'm in a bank. Anyway,
he's in a bank now.
What I'm hearing is a real misunderstanding of what sells minions. You kind of need to see from belly button down or from, I want to say neck up, even though they don't have a neck.
It's really any other.
Between
you're right.
It's just like a yellow egg, basically.
Okay. Look, I said it was harder than it was. I couldn't do it off the top of my head.
I think Deadpool could be bursting out of there for sure.
Oh, no.
And be like, I'm
once,
like...
Once, twice, three tights, a lady. I cannot believe my luck. I'm going to get you, kite.
Oh, he saw a third. He keeps saying, is that another kite? And this is a third kite, but the first two were not kites.
No, they were not.
So this would actually be the first kite.
Yeah.
Sunday.
If it is, which I think it probably is not. It's not that lucky a Sunday for him so far, but that's what I love, Tom, is that he thinks it's a lucky Sunday, even though he gets all the way up these trees and it's never a kite. Okay. That's the secret, Tom. It never ends up being a kite. Like, he's going to say what it is right now.
I don't have
much.
There's
a notebook.
All right.
It says Tom's plan. I know Tom. He's a friend of mine.
Tom's plan.
Hang down the rail yard. Say you stole jewels. Say that you had rubies because, you know, Sean's scared of him. He won't go. Ask
Tom, why is this your? This sounds.
Apple this is
Bible.
This sounds just like your plan. Why is it in a tree in Los Angeles?
Wait a minute. Big Apple Bible. That's a good idea for a show. Wait a minute. He means my hate. Oh, wait a minute. This is a cool drawing.
It's also, I guess, possible that he Snape ran.
Is like fighting with. Friggin' weasels.
Look, turn the page.
Uh-huh.
It's a house. You see the house?
Uh-huh.
You see the plane over the top firing single-line bullets?
Uh-huh.
Now look underneath that. There's a like a spiral. Just stare into it.
Okay.
Like really stare into it.
I'm seeing it. I mean, it doesn't really do anything, but I am at your command.
Okay, yeah, that's why I got a notebook out in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, because you knew that Sean would think it was a kite.
Yeah.
Because it just by virtue of it being in a tree.
Isn't that right, Minion Sean?
Now you've turned
banana.
Turned Sean into a minion.
He's a minion now.
And he loves banana.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's out of the picture. You and I, Big Apple Bible.
Yeah.
We do it here. I'll tell you this, and I know we're not supposed to put these cards on the table. I've leveraged myself up, down, every which way. I don't have 2 cents to my name now in the money I've spent trying to make this happen between the lawyers and the getting the sign changed from Best Show to Hollywood Handbook East and then in parentheses, Big Apple Bible. And then I have a sign that's going to just say Big Apple Bible, formerly Hollywood Handbook East, and then one that just says Big Apple Bible.
Wait, so you're plan is to get rid of Hollywood Handbook altogether?
Well, we're going to phase through it. Get rid of
Hollywood Handbook. Yes,
no, Sean, don't you get rid of Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, punch yourself in the face.
Okay. Ah, missed.
Yeah, he's not good at
missed.
Keeps missing. Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll tire himself out at least. So
I missed.
Between the sign change, and I've already bought some of the wardrobe for this Hillary thing.
Okay.
And I've already hired...
what is some? Like, what would...
Some, like, pants suits and stuff.
Okay, but that sounds like all of it.
But in your size, though. And the wigs and the...
Yeah, that's...
The whole thing.
Okay, that really sounds like everything. Is there... Like, are you planning more than that?
Well, I've got a Bill Clinton. I'm working up a guy to be a Bill Clinton.
Okay, yeah.
So I've got him. He's already working on it right now.
Oh, wow. Who's going to do... Wait, who's going to do Bill Clinton?
Who's going to do Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
It's Andy Milonakis.
That sounds good.
His impressions are just off the charts.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, sir. Can you fill this prescription that was in the sleeve of my friend Tom's notebook? Yeah, it's for butt pills.
Oh, no. It's wearing off.
I guess it don't work that good.
It's wearing off.
Wait, Tom, what are these butt pills?
No, this is him zinging me. There's no prescription for butt pills in there.
He's talking to
It's a real prescription.
He's talking to a pharmacist that he said it's a real prescription.
No, the spell broke and he's giving me the business. This is him pulling a Popeye now, getting
and
all
strong. And this will make it work so good again, not be so stinky.
Yeah, this is him.
Wait, Tom, your butt stinks.
Well played, Sean.
But is that true?
What? No, it's not true. But you know it is true, Sean. You lost. You lost.
Wait a second.
You lost. You have to do it, Hayes.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into business with someone whose butt stinks.
It's not true. He's making up the prescription.
And he has to take them in his butt, too. He can't, like, eat them and it fixes it. He has to.
This isn't true.
Okay, so then I guess I need a bunch of these special gloves, too.
Tom, I think I gotta go.
No! This guy is an asshat, Hayes. He's an asshat. Who do you want to be with? Somebody who got... Somebody who had to go to try to get their Deadpool cup? They had to go to 4 different things? Or someone who knew how to get theirs the first time?
You have a Deadpool glass?
I went back twice. Here, unwrap that.
Wait, so you were the one who kept Sean from getting his Deadpool glass? I thought that was Deadpool himself.
No, I went to Bethesda to get mine. Deadpool might have been in Los Angeles messing with Sean.
Oh, okay.
Unwrap that little package over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a real Deadpool glass.
Yeah, and it's signed.
Home loan.
Read the signature.
It's signed your friend Deadpool?
Yeah. But read what he wrote. He wrote, "To Hayes."
To Hayes. You're not a douche nozzle. Wow.
Your friend Deadpool.
Your friend Deadpool.
That's what you get if you come here to Big Apple Bible.
Hey, guys. I mistakenly walked to a really busy area of people, so if I'm being more quiet now, it's just because I got real shy.
You know, Tom, I think I have a friend who would really like this. And he's back in Hollywood, and he needs me.
No, don't do this to me.
And his butt smells normal. No,
don't do this to me.
And
I've leveraged everything.
He needs me, and I need him.
I've got nothing. If you leave, if you walk out that door, Hayes, I've got nothing.
Tom,
don't ruin me like this.
Still feeling shy. Loving what's going on for you guys, but do I get a juice? Oh no, that's crowded.
You can't. Your future is here. Sean, listen to this buffoon.
Well, he's just a little shy. I mean, I think maybe he thought he was going to do some stuff with some people.
Yeah. I guess it's so busy. Maybe if it were just me and like a person behind a counter, I would ask them to talk to you guys. But in front of all the customers, I get too shy.
This sucks.
Tom, I guess there's only one thing I can say.
What's that?
And that's
if you no.
There's something I can't give you.
No.
And that's the pro version. So Tom Sharpling is the winner of the pro version.
No, I don't want the pro version.
Congratulations, Tom.
On Hollywood Handbook West, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
You guys, I am not making this up. I just walked by a Sklar.
And that's the kind of thing that there are no Sklars here, Tom. You can give me everything. The late night snacks.
What if they
and the
what if I get
mean
them to try
bird?
To,
but there are you can't give me any Sklars.
I can get I know one of them. I can get them to try to find the funny here. I know I can get them to try.
They
to find
already
the funny.
Found the funny in Buffalo, Tom. They're not going to come back to New York. They already did the whole Buffalo Wings thing.
Don't do this to me. Don't you do this to me.
I have one thing left to say to you, Tom.
Don't you do this to me.
Bye.
Don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me.
I said bye.
Don't you bye. Do this to me. Don't. Don't.
Studio, shut him off.
Don't.
Slowly.
Don't turn, you do this to me.
Slowly turn his volume down, Dudio. I'll take you back with me.
Don't you do this to me. Don't you
I gotta walk all the way home now.
Don't you do this to me.
Come on, Dudio, let's go.
Don't you do this to me.
Dudio, you say bye to Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Don't you do this to me.
Okay, I'm gonna turn the train on so he... slowly rolls away.
Don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me.
Hey, that really did saw a Sklar. If only we'd been on that show before, I could have gotten him to get on the phone.
Yeah. I can see how it would have been tough to explain to him in the moment that we are an Earwolf podcast that
hey,
he hasn't
heard. I'm in the Earwolf family. I'm doing one right now.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, I defeated Tom.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, probably sit down on the ground until I get back. Does that sound good? Do you have a juice yet?
No, I wasn't able to get one. I got scared. Too much people.
Okay. Probably just have a seat, and I'll be back in a few hours, okay?
Okay. Gracias, amigo.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.